Your problem is that you keep being a groupie instead of developing and leaving a legacy.
Ali, yo, my words got power, sis.
That's what I was like.
Yeah.
If your mindset is not aligned with where you're going, it's not going to mean anything to you. So you can't leave a legacy trying to rock somebody else's anointing. It just don't work that way.
Welcome back to the Accountability On Demand podcast. I'm so excited because I have a special guest here. Will, introduce yourself for the people.
What's going on, kings and queens? It's your boy Will is blessed in the building. Man, I'm super excited to be here and just rock with you, sis, man. It's an honor. I'm hyped.
I'm hyped too. But listen, Will, you told us who you are, but what do you do?
Yeah, man. So pretty much what I do, man, is I travel the country speaking. I'm an educational consultant. Outside of that, I help speakers to be able to take the gift of communication, craft their message, package their message, automate their message, and then sell it to the school districts to go change the game and leave a legacy. So, yeah.
Man, that brand story, craft, package, automate. Listen, I'm listening. As a coach, I'm like, messaging on point. So, in short, you help people who have a story and who have a internal impact, bring it out to the forefront and impact others. And
yeah.
Y'all hear that? My hands ain't ashy, but and get paid for it.
That's right.
So tell me, what inspired you to literally go all in and help people do this?
Yeah, man. What inspired me is that I've seen a lot of people, man, who had a great story that were underdogs.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Let's talk about that.
And I think for me, you know, I fell in love with the process when I came encountered with a homeless person.
Okay.
And I'll never forget his name. His name was Anthony Roberts.
Okay.
And I remember one particular day, you know, Jerome Hines was one of my coworkers, and Jerome was just like, you know, hey, Will. That's how I used to talk. Right? So he's like, hey, Will, I want you to go check on this guy. I think that you can help him. I'm like, bet. And the reason why he asked that is because I'm always on the floor interacting with the homeless people.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me, sis? Like, I was never just up on stage. I wasn't just thinking I was better than them.
Yep.
And so when I was able to go down there, I went up to him. Like, yo, you know, what's going on, man? He's like, leave me alone. Older dude, like, leave me alone. I don't want to talk to nobody. I'm good. My family don't want me. You know, they keep promising me I'm going to get housing. I'm going to get money, all this stuff. And I just said, man, listen, man, everything going to be all right. He's like, not going to be all right. I feel like taking my life.
Mm.
And when he said that to me, sis, I was just like, listen, man, I promise you, man, everything's going to be all right. And that's all I said to him, sis. And so because of protocol, you know, we had to get him out of the homeless shelter.
And what kind of business, or not business, what kind of job was this?
This is at a homeless shelter.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
And so pretty much we walked him out. And then 2 weeks later, sis, I can't make this up, came back to work, Jerome again. Hey, Will, this guy Anthony, he's back. I said, oh, God, Jerome, not again. He was like, yeah, he's back. And he got something good to tell you. Went down there, and man, sis, when I tell you, man, this dude gave me the biggest hug. It felt like The Rock Dwayne Johnson was hugging me and squeezing my bones. And he was like, Will, because of you, thank you. I didn't kill myself. And everything is working together.
Mm.
Yo, right there, I was like, yo, my words got power.
Yo.
I was like, yo, my words got power, sis.
That's what I was like.
Yeah, it was just like, boom. I'm just like, yo.
So it took someone to actually listen and provide feedback to you on the impact. Because sometimes, y'all, even when our words have power, we don't think or feel they have power if we don't get that communication loop and the intensity and the severity of the impact. If he said, I'm not going to kill myself, I'm not going to do X, Y, Z, that's a big freaking deal.
Yeah.
So from that day on, what happened?
From that day on, there was another coworker of mine that was there. His name was Brawley Ortiz.
This dude remember all the names front.
Listen.
First and last. You got a good memory.
Brawley Ortiz. He's like, hey, Will, man, you know, I work at a drug rehab.
Okay.
He's like, I would love for you to fill the application. I'll come work there. I think you'd be a good fit.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, bet. And, it, you know, for me, you know, that's special because my mom's a recovering drug addict.
So is mine.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Come on now.
I know we connected for some reason. And actually, so is my mom and my dad.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. You know what I'm saying? And so I did the job, and that's where I gave my first keynote presentation in front of 40 men. I'll never forget the presentation. It was Eagles Do Not Stress the Opinions of Pigeons.
Hold up. Pause.
Hey.
Eagles do not stress
The
opinions of pigeons. Break that down. What does that mean?
So what that means is that a lot of times, you know, we keep having vision conversations with people who operate by sight. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, where I'm from, Rhode Island, we have this, our downtown's called Kennedy Plaza. So there's always pigeons there. But what you notice about pigeons is that they're always on the ground. They're not really taking flight that they post to.
Yes.
So when you're an eagle, why am I going to be listening to the opinion somebody's never taken off of that?
Very much so.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so as I continue to elevate and got around the right people, I'm like, yo, when you're at a higher altitude, you see different opportunities. You see what God has for you. You see different things that's supposed to be happening in your life. You can't see that at a low level.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, pretty much you can't operate by just sight. You got to operate by vision. You know, so that's what that means for me.
I love that. So fast forward. Now, you are literally speaking on stages, speaking to schools, communities, organizations, and teaching others how to do it. What was that catalyst that said, I'm no longer going to shrink. I'm no longer going to just stay in my corner of the internet and do what I do. And I'm going to literally thrust myself into so much more.
I want everybody to understand this. When somebody asks you a question, start seeing the question as a business. I think too many times, like, I think too many times, sis, like, we hear a question, like, oh, you know, I'm just going to answer. But think about it. If somebody's coming to you, ask you something.
That's facts.
That means that they come to you because you seem like an expert to them. You see what I'm saying? And so when I got the question asked, like, yo, hey, well, I see you speaking. You know what I'm saying? You know, how can I learn from you?
Yeah.
I was like, bing. I was like, yo, you know what? I'm going to put together a certification program, certified speakers. You know what I'm saying? While I was working my job, I was doing this, sis.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just said, you know what? I'm going to run with it. And the name of the program was the Ingredients to a Successful Speaker. Ingredients of a successful speaker.
Okay, you've been coming up with the bomb names.
I try to.
And so, sounds like that evolved to something else.
Yes, which is the Secret Sauce Speaker 3.0 program now.
Do me a favor, because I need people to hear this. What is the name now?
Secret Sauce Speakers 3.0.
Okay, so Secret Sauce Speakers 3.0. And tell me, what changed or elevated from the original?
Yeah, so what changed from the original is that I grew. And as I'm growing, right, I can't keep giving flat surface information. Like, I have to, I had to invest in myself more. I had to grow more. And as I grew more, you know, like, I just had to say, you know, I had to adapt with the times. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, people, because I wasn't really focused in the beginning, sis. I was trying to help speakers get into everything.
Right.
Instead of focusing on getting you into what I've mastered.
Okay, so pause. When you say you were trying to help them get into everything, meaning what, like?
I was trying to coach coaches and speakers at the same time.
You didn't niche.
Didn't niche.
Got you. So now you work with speakers.
Speakers. That is it. Speakers who specifically want to get into the schools, the universities, or educational conferences.
And their riches are in the niches.
Yeah.
Let's speak on that a little bit. A lot of us think if we niche down, we have that scarcity mindset. I'm going to miss out on these people. I'm not going to be able to serve these people. I'm not going to be able to make enough business and make enough money. Sounds like it's the opposite. How so?
Well, I think, sis, you know, so many times is that when you have a scarcity mindset, you're going to miss your generational wealth. I think we try to cater to too many people. Like, think about it, right? Chick-fil-A, they serve chicken. That's all they do. Chicken. They don't give you no burger. They don't give you nothing. They just straight chicken. Whatever it is, right?
Right.
So a lot of y'all have a buffet business where anybody can get anything.
Look, that's the second bar, y'all. Y'all got a buffet business. Tell them, Will.
You know what I'm saying?
Hold on, hold on. What's that thing you be doing?
What is it?
What's that? Like, you be doing all the little antics and or...
What I
it's
do?
On Facebook. You were like, tell them, Will, or something like that. What is it?
Oh, preach, Will?
Same thing.
Preach, Will?
Preach, Will. I'm going to be saying that a couple times before we wrap up. Come preach, Will.
You know what I'm saying? But it's just true, sis. Like, if you want to be wealthy, you have to learn how to niche down and don't be afraid of cutting off the fat and just being locked into what you do. Mm-hmm. Like when I pull up a Chick-fil-A, I'm only going to get chicken no matter what I pick. Some of you keep trying to help real estate people. You're trying to help people do weave. You're trying to help people sell life insurance. You're trying to help everybody.
I'm laughing because you're talking to me too. And just for the record, y'all, I'm about to niche down to therapists, wellness, and self-care providers. Mm. Right now, I serve everybody. Mm. But if you're not a therapist, if you're not a mindset coach, life coach, personal development coach, holistic healer, in that realm, we won't be working together unless it's like on my VIP level. Mm. Haven't got there yet because I'm still in the blue sea, but we have to create a red sea. Mm. And I cut you off. I apologize.
No, you're good.
But I just wanted to let you know you're talking to me. You're talking to her. You're talking to him. Mm. Preach, Will.
But it's just the truth, man. And, you know, like, don't be. And I think the main reason why they're afraid to do it is because they don't want to lose money. You don't lose money.
Yeah.
You make more.
I concur.
You know?
Totally.
You make more.
How do you make more, though, Will?
You make more by, well, number one, you got to be consistent. Mm-hmm. Like, I tell people all the time, you're not going to be consistent. Don't even touch it.
Yeah.
Right? Like, earlier you asked me, like, yo, Will, you got a podcast? I was like, yeah, I got a podcast, but I haven't been consistent with it.
Mm.
Right? So mm-hmm. It's like, if I'm going to pick it back up again, I need to make sure I pick it back up and give it my all.
Yes.
Not just doing something half, you know, half-assed, right?
Yeah.
Like, you got to put yourself in a position to really, like, just go all in with it.
Right.
And so, man, like, if you watch this right now, you're like, man, Will, I want to serve them. I want to serve them. No. What you need to do is serve the old you. I'm going to say it again. What you need to do is serve the old you.
When Preach,
you,
Will.
When you serve the old you will reward you for the new you.
Mm. Yeah. Hold up. Pause. Let that simmer.
Hey, let that simmer.
Okay. Moment of silence. Breath. A lot of y'all needed that breath. Sound like you needed that breath. Mm-hmm. And I damn sure needed that breath. When you serve the old you, mm-hmm. the old you will reward the new you?
Yeah.
How so?
Because if you're already where you're at and you already got the success, all you got to do is backtrack and ask yourself, what were the steps that I took? Mm-hmm. What catapulted me to get me where I'm at, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so in the beginning, when I did my speaking program, the thing that I was missing was a coach. You see what I'm saying? Like, I was trying to coach people without having a coach.
I could do it all by myself. We could do it all by ourselves. Now, you can, but is it going to be done effectively at an optimal level? In a consistent, persistent, more than likely, no, because you don't know what you don't know. So once you invested in yourself, because you didn't invest in a coach, that's another mindset block we have. We think, oh, if I join this mastermind, I'm giving them my money. I'm investing in them. If I join this community, I'm investing in them. No, you're not. You're investing in you. Because if you don't do the work, you don't get the results, right? So when you invested in yourself, in the coaching program, whatever that was, what happened for you?
What happened is that, man, like, first of all, I maxed out a credit card. I'm gonna be honest with y'all. Like, I maxed out.
You ain't the only one.
You know what I'm saying? I was like,
look, I used 3 credit cards on my last investment. Do this on this, do this on this, do this on this.
Come on now. And that's what I did. I was just like, whoop. I was like, you know what? Like, it's time to go all in.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? I just threw all the chips down. I said, man, I'm going to do it. And I went, came out to Atlanta, actually.
Okay.
And I learned, you know what I'm saying, at a 3-day mastermind.
Mm-hmm.
And I just learned. And when I came back home, I made money.
So would it be safe to say you made the investment back?
Absolutely.
Still making it back. Over, 3 over, what?
100-fold. I'm still making it back.
Okay. And let me just break down how that happens. Mm. And you correct me if I'm wrong. Yeah. When you invest in yourself and you enhance your skill set, that's something you'll have for the rest of your life. And you get to rinse and repeat, whether it's Sprinkle Your Sauce 3.0. I know I just jacked the name up. Or Elevate Your Voice 5.6. He's literally rinsing and repeating what he learned, but he paid. How many times you paid?
One time.
You paid one time. So when I work with my clients on their mindset with business therapy on a VIP day, or even if my accountability on demand coaching program, they pay one time, but one of my clients said, and I still got the video. She said, LaShawna, working with you is getting me residual results. I said, sis, what you mean? Let me get my camera. What you mean, sis? She said, I get paid over and over and over again. And we're not just talking monetary.
Right.
It's mindset shift. It's insight. It's community. So if anybody is on here like, man, I was thinking about investing in XYZ, but I just don't know. Do it. You will never lose. You will never lose. And this coming from somebody who didn't want to pay $97. So my investment muscle went like this. Took me months to pay $97, $4,000, $12,000, $25,000. And now in a couple months, I'm investing $36,000. And I'm not saying that struggling stuttering. I'm saying that with confidence. You want to know why? Your swag is different when you invest in yourself. And it ain't even about the money. It's just about you getting out of your own way. Confidence, swag, knowledge, community, impact. Okay, we rapping. You feel me? Everything elevates. Am I lying?
No, it do. It do. She ain't lying, y'all.
Y'all,
it's true.
I'm hyped for a reason. You want to know why? Because I know what it feels. If y'all don't know Six Figure Spa Chick, she said, LaShawna, the longer you go without a coach, the more money you gonna lose. And the only reason why I'm quoting her name, because when she told me that, I didn't have a coach. And ever since I got a coach, I left my 9-to-5, opened up another business, which we sitting right here. And I'm able to make massive impact because I got out of my own way.
That's a bomb.
Thank you. And I'm not just saying this because we're both coaches and we want you to enroll in our program. Of course, hit the link in the bio and see what's cracking if it works for you. But you have to get out of your own way and stop thinking, oh, they just want my money. Oh, what if? What if you keep doing what you're doing for the next 6 months? Mm. What's going to happen? Mm. You're going to be right where you are.
Sure is.
So, yeah, I know I just went on a tangent, it makes me feel good to know that I'm not the only one that experienced investing in myself, elevated my life, my business, my family, and ultimately my mindset. You are listening to the Accountability On Demand podcast with host LaShawna West, your business therapist and mindset coach, to entrepreneurs and CEOs who are ready to level up in life and in business. Shifting your mindset is mandatory. It's time to get out of your own way. So let's plug in and let's learn and earn. Because mindset is everything.
It is.
Like, when I say the word mindset, what comes up for you?
When you say the word mindset, what comes to me, man? Really, what comes to me, man, is just really understanding, you know, the importance of just, like, leadership.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think, like, you know, because, like, think about it. Like, how many people join these challenges, join these courses? They want to make money. We can give you the blueprint. We can give you A to Z, but if your mindset is not aligned with where you're going, it's not going to mean anything to you, right? And so a lot of people try to skip past the mindset part, but you really got to develop your mind. You got to develop your leadership skills. And most importantly, you got to develop your communication skills. Because if you trash that communication, you're going to be trash and generated, period. So, you know, that mindset piece is crucial, whatever you got to do. And also what I would say too, sis, is I think a lot of people try to – a lot of people try to be introduced to other people's season. What I mean by that is that sometimes people try to get you to read Rich Dad Poor Dad.
Yeah.
Don't try to get me to read
Everybody
Rich Dad
Everybody
and Poor
Mama wants you to read that.
Right? It's like, yo, read it. But why am I going to read Rich Dad Poor Dad when I still have a poverty mindset?
Bar. Preach, Will.
It's not going to make sense, right? So don't let somebody bring you something that's not your season.
Yes.
And don't get caught up in listening to 50 podcasts at one time, having 50,000 coaches at one time. Yo, know your season.
Oh, man.
You know?
That 50,000 coach at one time is so conflicting. Mm. And I even had to tell a coach, I'm not double dipping. I will check back with you when I'm done over here. Mm-hmm. Not saying I didn't need what was over here, but I can't be learning from this one, and then this one's giving me this information, and then I got all these different messages, it conflicts what I should do and what I'm thinking in my mind. Mm. So why I think people do that, they coach hop. Mm. We become groupies. Mm. Yeah. I'm laughing, but I'm serious.
Yeah, that's true.
Is because when we invest, we lose interest when we're not getting immediate results. When literally, stay focused, keep your head down, trust the process. Because no matter if you end up making the six figures they promise, or the 10K a month, or locking in 10 clients in 10 days, you're still going to learn something. But if you don't do the work, you don't know what to try, what to test, and what to tweak. That's my 3T method. Don't even try to come for me. Right? So we got to make sure to stop double dipping and be patient. Now, I'm not saying you should never end a contract and go somewhere else, but please exhaust all resources and make sure you're doing your due diligence internally and holding yourself accountable before you say, I paid this, it ain't working, let me do a chargeback, da-da-da-da-da. Come on now. And I'm proud to say I've never had a chargeback in my, I've been an entrepreneur for 4.5 years. I've never had a chargeback. Not saying that it won't come, because sometimes chargebacks, it doesn't mean you didn't do the work. Sometimes it just happens. It just happens. And I've been hearing it through the grapevine, you know, how people watch courses and do a chargeback, or do a coaching program and do a chargeback. Never experienced that. And I think it's because of my customer service and my open communication line. Mm. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, before I get there, I want to say this. To my underdog, I want you to understand this. Because I know a lot of y'all, like, I love what you're talking about, like coach hopping. I want to say this to you.
Yeah.
Just because they're verified don't mean they're verified in integrity and character.
Bar.
A lot of y'all, like, jump because people got numbers, right? A lot of people's numbers ain't real. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And so you're looking at something that is not even going to help you. And not only that, some of you be booking flights, hotels, cars, all this stuff just to get in the room. I'm in the room. Like, you keep hearing, like, I'm in the room. This is not about being in the room. It's about implementing the room. Right? And so some of you don't need to go to no conference in 2023 because you still got notepads of conferences sitting in your house right now collecting dust.
I'm about to get up and run.
You feel
I'm
me?
About to run.
Nah, for real, sis. Like, it's just aggravating because you do all the, oh, I got to get in a room with. Here's the thing. When that person leaves the stage, they're good. You've been waiting around. You bought a VIP ticket, not even to VIP your own life. You didn't even buy a VIP ticket to VIP your own life. You know what I'm saying? And so you got to understand this, y'all. Like, yo, am I the VIP in my life?
Hmm.
Right? Like, why do I keep buying? You bought a VIP ticket to take a picture? Is that what we're doing now? You booked the flight. You left your kids. You flew on Spirit. You didn't even fly on Delta because you didn't even have it to go take a picture? When are you going to get to the point where somebody wants to take a picture with you? But your problem is that you keep being a groupie instead of developing and leaving a legacy. You can't leave a legacy trying to rock somebody else's anointing. It just don't work that way. So, yeah, I had to say that. Had to go in real quick.
I'm not going to add nothing to that. And I want to apologize publicly for laughing because I feel like it's disrespectful. But the only reason why I am because all of it is just so on point to where I'm just like, but I shouldn't have been laughing. I think it's this. So you on point. Hmm. Oh, you know I got VIP.
Mm-hmm.
Get home, notepad being in the trunk, and you still on everybody else's live, dropping badges. Preach, amen.
Mm-hmm.
When is that going to stop and you going to get to work? I wish I had on my brand shirt for a pop-up and create. Just create.
Mm-hmm.
Stop worrying about everybody else. So listen, we gonna stop going in on y'all. Whew.
Had to.
I need a fan because you
the old Baptist fan.
Listen, you know, back in the day fan. And this is not a dig. Do y'all want to know why he's so passionate, why he knows what he's talking about? We've been there.
Should have.
We freaking should been have. There. Oh, I'm going to Orlando. I'm about to pull up on such and such.
Yeah.
Do you really gotta go do all that to do the work?
Right.
No. You don't. Mm. You can do the work right where you're at with who you are. Because this is the thing. Inner work trumps all of the work.
Because
this is the thing. I got the blueprint from Will. I'm ready to sprinkle my sauce. I'm doing it with the thing. Okay, I hope it looked like that. I don't know because this jacket is restricting me, but y'all feel me. That's how they... I probably look. But anyway. Hold up because that was funny. Hold up. Okay, I got it. Even if you have the blueprint from the latest, greatest, and I'm going to name out some top people out here in the game. The Grant Cardones, the Eric Thomases, the Tony Robbins, the Lashana Wests, the Will I'm Blessed.
Hey.
Okay? If you don't feel full and confident and in alignment, it don't matter the tangible blueprint that you have. You got to know that you're enough without all of that. You got to know that you got the best thing since sliced bread, and you have to be clear and courageous in your walk. How do I know this? Because I've been where you are, and I'm not too far from where you are.
That's good.
Right? So, hold up, y'all. I got to come back. Doo-loo. This is the second time I did my doo-loo.
No, you good.
So, here's the deal, because we going in. Can we do a part two?
Of course we can.
You cool with that?
Whatever you need. You know I'm here.
So, what's up? So, tell everybody what's on the horizon for you.
Yeah.
And how can they get tapped in?
Yeah, so what's on the horizon for me, man? I'm on a mission this year, literally to help 1,000 speakers. I'm on a mission this year to help 1,000 speakers make six figures.
Yes.
Period.
From speaking. Got it.
Yep. In the education space, I want to give you all the actual steps, not no fluff.
Mm-hmm.
I want to give you step by step everything that you need to excel and grow and expedite your speaking success. Reason why I'm so passionate about it, y'all, is because I've heard from so many of the clients I've enrolled in my program, right? Yo, man, like I've never had information like this. Like, yo, Will, you really care? And you should. You got, whether you're an entrepreneur, whether you're CEO, or whether you work a 9-to-5, you work hard for your money,
mm-hmm.
right? Whether you automate, whatever, you like you did the groundwork to be where you're at today,
yes.
right? And so I want to make sure you get every penny worth. But that's my biggest goal this year, Sis, is really to help 1,000 speakers make six figures in the education space.
I love it. Who in here aspire to make six figures because they have not made six figures yet? Type me in the comments. And I see my audience members, they saying me.
Mm.
Guess what? With 2 master's degrees and a bachelor's and 25 years in corporate, I never made six figures.
Mm.
Once I put in my 2 weeks notice and went all in on coaching, I surpassed the six-figure mark for the first time in my life. That was a year ago. Second year happened. By myself, doing what I love, making an impact. It wasn't from corporate. It wasn't from getting a job on LinkedIn. It was me providing my expertise, helping entrepreneurs and XYZ. So I believe that anybody who says, you know what, I would like to meet that milestone, because six figures is a milestone,
it's
would
a
you?
Milestone.
Okay?
It's a milestone.
It's a milestone. Yeah. We be thinking, no, I'm not discrediting your program.
No, no.
But 90% of people in the world have never made it yet.
Mm.
Okay? Keyword, yet. Mm. Keyword, milestone. Mm-hmm. Once you hit that six-figure mark, that's the milestone, you're just going to build that momentum to keep it pumping and to keep it going. Mm. So I'm excited for you and your community who are striving to, they're never going to make six-figure, they're going to surpass it.
Come on now.
Right? Because to be brutally honest, 2 or 3 contracts.
That's it. You Gucci.
Hello?
Yeah.
In the speaking game, you already know the vibes. Mm-hmm. Look, I'm acting like I'm in the program, but I already know, because Will, preach Will, he don't play.
Yeah.
Okay, so where can they find you if they're interested in any of your services and support?
Hey, man, it's simple, man. Just go to Will is Blessed. Hit the link in the bio. It's the second link. You'll see it, Secret Sauce Speaker 3.0. Or if you just want to grab the $97 bundle, go grab the $97 bundle, test that, see how you like it. I promise you, man, mm-hmm. people are getting results off of that. So it's just really understanding, like, you know, me and you says we really care about the people.
Yes.
We want them to win. We want them to succeed. And so, but here's the thing. We can't do it for you.
Correct.
You got to be willing to do it yourself. So if you're willing mm-hmm. to do the work, put the work in, you'll see the results. I promise you.
I love it. I want to thank you so much.
Oh,
we got to have you back, because I feel like we got hot today.
Hey.
When we come back, what we're going to do, we're going to teach one specific topic that helps you get to your next level in speaking and in coaching. We're going to, look, I'm already setting out the agenda and I ain't even asking yet.
No,
we're going to merge the two. Y'all cool with that? Let us know. We're so excited that you tapped into the Accountability On Demand podcast. Will, thank you again for being here.
Yes.
And guys, keep fighting a good fight, because you have everything that you need. Bye, guys.
Hey guys, LaShawna West here, owner of Pop Up and Create. I'm so excited that you're tapping in to our multi-purpose content creation studio. At Pop Up and Create, it is a creative's haven. Co-working, photo shoots, podcasts, events, the whole nine. So if you're wondering, where do I go to create? Pop Up and Create.